And welcome, everybody, to episode 707 of RP Grinders. I'm your host, Frank Branches, alongside my trusty cohorts, Eric the Great. Breakband the Bold will be here shortly. I know he's fighting with Skype, but I thought we would just get started because we got a plethora of news stories. So why don't we go ahead and get started with the news.
RPG News.
All right, Eric, you are up, my friend.
Okay, first up is for a game that's a time-limiting RPG, and it's called In Stars and Time. And it's launching on Nintendo Switch in addition to PC next year. And the developer's name is Insert Disc 5. Okay.
Okay. But, that's kind of cool.
Publisher is Armor Game Studios. And is that has a free demo that you can play on Steam for the PC release.
Yeah, that's cool.
And it looks like it's might be made in the RPG Maker engine.
Really?
I mean, it seemed like one of those, either RPG Maker or Game Maker, one of those two engines.
Yeah, yeah. Alright, anything else on this?
At the very least, it's got the same font that Undertale has. So.
Yeah, it does. It does look like that.
For Christ's sake, it's doing it again.
Hey, are you here, Break? I hear you.
Oh, I can hear you too, but not in my headset.
Oh, darn it.
I hate Skype, I swear. Like, I don't understand.
I don't either, man. But we can hear you loud and clear. I don't know if you can fix those settings, but we're good to go. We got a shit ton of news stories. Break.
Yeah, what's up with that? I saw that.
Nintendo, Nintendo Direct, and some other stuff happened this week. So we just got a shit ton. We're going through them right now.
The game show's still going on.
Yeah, yeah. The game show, all that stuff. I'm gonna go ahead and do the next story. But Break, if you aren't caught up on the news, we'll just roll through them real quick, man. Next story, and then of course all my links crashed. Isometric action RPG Batora Lost Haven launches. It's the second news story, Break, if you're trying to catch up there. Launches on October 20th for PS5, PS4, Xbox, Series X, all that stuff. You know, all platforms, etc., etc., etc. I did not get a chance to look at this, but it's another Diablo-like with a different art style. Looks kind of cool. I don't even know what type of art style this would be called, but it's sort of a cross between... it's not cel-shaded. It looks like... well, obviously, it's like, you know, isometric like Diablo, but the art style looks like some CG is the best way that I can put it. I don't even know what to compare the art style, but there you go. Out, October 20th. So if you're interested in Batora Lost Haven, that's when it's going to be out. All right. Anything else on that, Eric, you want to cover, or can we move on?
Move on.
How are you on your links, Break?
Yeah, I'm working on it.
Okay, no worries. Next story, Eric.
One Piece Odyssey is going to release date, and it's coming out on January 13th. And it's coming out for the PlayStation 5, 4, Xbox Series X and S. And it doesn't say Xbox One, so that's weird. It just says Xbox Series X and S.
Huh.
But that also PC, Steam.
Trying to see gameplay here on the trailer, but it doesn't seem like they want to show us any gameplay. But it's a very Dragon Quest looking. I don't know. That's how I kind of look at things. But
now there's some stuff about the limited edition and standard edition bundles.
All right. Anything else, Eric?
No.
All right.
Unless you want to hear what's in the deluxe edition.
I think we're good, man. We got to move on here, man. On to the next story from RPGsite.net. Ni No Kuni, Wrath of the White Witch Remastered, appears on Xbox One and Xbox Series X. So it'll show up sometime later in 2023. So that's kind of cool. I mean,
oh, it doesn't mention this in the article, but I also want to mention other Game Pass games that are basically just stealth releases. Fuga is also coming. The Melodies of Steel game, the strategy RPG with the furries.
Oh, okay.
We talked about that before. That's on the Game Pass now in Xbox. And Danganronpa V3 Killing Harmony is also on the Game Pass.
Alright. Solid. Anything else, Eric?
There was another game that came out on Game Pass, but I can't remember. It's not an RPG, though. But, so just go to my Xbox.com and see all the Game Pass releases.
Yeah. Wyland's in chat. What's up, Wyland? Break, do you have your any links?
Coming to us live from RPG site, Star Ocean Divine Force will be getting a demo on September 20th for PlayStation 5. PlayStation 5.
You skipped one.
That's okay. I'll do the one before that. Go ahead.
PlayStation 4, Xbox XS, and Xbox One.
He always does that, though.
It's okay. No problem. I mean, he was late getting in, Eric. No problem. All right. There's your story. Anything else to that, Break?
No.
Poor Break. Leave Breakman alone. All right, this is a story that Breakman skipped. You son of a bitch. No, I'm kidding. Square Enix. Why are we making Breakman cry? I mean, is it because he's late? I think that's why. I think that's why we were making you cry, man. Square Enix to release a demo version of Valkyrie Elysium on September 15th, which that should have already been out yesterday, so it's already out yesterday. So there's just some new details on that story and stuff
also
like that.
Also available as a demo is the Wolong Fallen Dynasty game.
Yeah,
demo.
And I think we'll be talking about Wolong later in the news here. All right, let's see. Breakman, next story. Is Breakman here?
Did we lose him? Yeah.
No, he's here. Breakman, you there?
Oh. You hurt my feelings.
Come on, Break, man. Come on back, man. We're sorry, man.
Is this the Rogue action?
No, Harvestella.
Harvestella.
Right before that, yeah.
Okay, Harvestella, load, you stupid Link.
I love your laptop, man. It's awesome. It's fast, it's efficient, and... you never have any problems with it at all, ever.
Or Skype either. Yeah. Coming to us live from RPG site, Harvestella demo now available on Nintendo Switch. Squinix will let people get an initial hands-on with the upcoming Life Simulation RPG. Well, that's interesting. Life Simulation RPG. Free downloads now available.
I wonder if they have like a bar expansion coming for it. For like you go to the bar and get rejected, like, you know. 15 times, and, you know, every once in a while you get lucky with a drunk chick or something. You know, I wonder if they have that expansion coming.
I think it's funny they're calling it Life Simulation when it basically just amounts to farming.
I know, right?
Like, I'm reading this and I'm not
seeing also that seemed to be a theme of the, that seemed to be a theme of this TGS and Nintendo Direct, because, like, there was a ton of farming games announced.
Mm-hmm. What were you saying, Break?
Unless you can go to a bar and hook up, this isn't a life sentence.
I agree. That's what I was saying, man. Like, you go to a bar and get rejected like 100 times, you know? So
yeah, because I see, like, farming and talking to townsfolk and going into dungeons. That sounds like a regular RPG
to me. I know, right? Sounds like a fantasy RPG to me. And then, like, I'm looking at it, and it's got, like, airship. I mean, this is definitely Final Fantasy-esque, you know? It's like...
So I guess that's just a new tag we're going to be dealing with from now on, like the life simulator.
Life sim, yeah. Harvest. It looks interesting, though. I mean, I wouldn't mind picking this up. Wyland says, was in the middle of a story run in Tekken 5 and lost track of time. It's all good, Wyland. I know you're a busy man when it comes to gaming. All right, let's see. Who was... Oh, so it's my turn now. If my links decide to come up. Okay. Roguelike action RPG Undungeon launches for PS4 and Nintendo Switch on September 29th. I think we talked about this before. So there you go. That's the story. There's a trailer, and it looks kind of cool, man. I dig it. It's like kind of an isometric type deal, like strategy. I don't know what it is. Roguelike action RPG is what they say. Anytime I hear roguelike, I kind of like wince, man. I don't know. But it looks good. Looks all right. Looks like old school gaming, actually. You know, like you would do on the PC and stuff. But there you go. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Next story is Infinity Strash, Dragon Quest, The Adventure of Dai, is finally has a confirmation of a global release. No launch window at all yet, but probably
yes!
2023.
Sweet. I can't wait. This looks really, really good. I did see a trailer
for
this.
But the global release of this game is probably going to coincide with maybe a dub of the actual show that this game is based on.
Hmm. I don't know, but
the only way to watch the show now is weekly via Crunchyroll in the subtitled version. And the show's actually nearing its conclusion.
Have you seen
episode 100?
Have you seen it, Eric?
Yeah, I've been watching it, but haven't been watching it lately because I've been just kind of waited for them to get to episode 100 so I can just finish it.
Yeah,
in
I hear that.
Big marathon setting.
Yeah. Looks cool. I mean, it's got the Toriyama art style, you know. It's definitely Dragon Quest. Looks cool. I don't know. I'm definitely going to check it out, though.
But it's launching on everything.
Yep.
All right. But the Xbox.
Yep. Okay. Uh-huh. Anything else on that, Eric?
No, but it's got, like, Trials of Mana vibes in terms of how it plays.
Yeah. All right, Break, you're up.
Coming to us live from RPG site, Various Day Life comes to Nintendo Switch, PC, and PlayStation 4. Is this another life simulation?
Oh, this one is more of a life simulation than the last one.
I know.
Oh, they got, jeez, life simulation, that's new tech. Squinix has brought Various Day Life to new platforms. Again, what's the weird-ass names they're coming up with?
This is from the same team that brought you Bravely Default and all such weird titled names.
Yes. I don't know what they're coming up with their names, but as long as the games are good, it doesn't matter, I guess. This game's coming to the Switch, to PC, and PlayStation 4. It says it's available now on the Switch and PC, and it'll be available today.
It's a smaller game, so...
Okay. Various Day Life is an everyday life adventure RPG. everyday life. We're a life simulator or life something. Adventure RPG that was developed by Doki Doki Grooveworks, I like that name, who previously developed the Valkyria Anatomia, the origin for mobile devices. Tomoya Asano serves Sa? I think that's supposed to be an as, but it's a Sa. Mm-hmm. Serve Sa, the designer and the co-producer of Various Day Life. I'm guessing their spell check failed them. Masasaki Hayasaka also produced it with him.
Remember, when you do a spell check, you have to roll a 20.
Naoki Ikushina as its character designer, just like the Octopath Traveler, Resident Evil 2, Triangle Strategy, the worst name game ever, and Live a Live remake. Goshina, composed for Various Day Life. So just
it's Live Alive.
I made that same mistake. Break. Don't sweat it, man. looks pretty good. I don't know. I think it looks good. Anyways,
well, here's interesting. Innovative battle system. The three Chas, introducing a twist to the traditional job and ability turn-based battle with a unique system that relies heavily on working together with your allies. Change your foe's condition, build up a chain of attacks, and seize your chance at inflicting heavy damage.
Uh-huh.
Sounds kind of like Final Fantasy 13.
Yeah.
Just saying. Combat-wise.
Yeah. All right, anything else?
But maybe, like, more structured for a,
I guess
it's for a turn-based.
All right, anything else?
Seemed about like knocking your foes down and then hitting them, beating the crap out of them when they're like, stunned or whatever it was.
Yeah, stunned. Yeah. All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Square Enix to release Triangle Strategy for PC on October 13th. I remember you just mentioned Triangle Strategy, the worst named game of all time.
I feel dumb now because I have a Steam Deck and that's more than capable of running a game like that. And it's going to play at 60 FPS on like the console version, which is 30.
Yeah.
So I guess I could buy it again, but I'm not going to do it until it's on sale because I don't need to play my Switch version now.
Yeah,
I'm gonna buy it and blow this laptop up.
I want to blow your laptop up.
I don't think it's gonna be powerful enough to blow your laptop up. Yeah. It's a game that doesn't use too much power.
Yeah, it's like an Octopath Traveler-esque game.
Skype almost blows my laptop up.
I know, right? Fucking booting up Windows probably almost blows his laptop up.
I'm glad I got the Steam Deck when I did because I got a code for Grime a little while back and I told them I couldn't use it, but they never took it back apparently. But because I redeemed it and played it on the Steam Deck, Steam plays the game fine. Tried to do it on my desktop just to give it a lark and it struggles, and it sounds like my computer's dying just trying to load it up.
Well, that sucks, man. All right, Eric, next story, please.
If I tried to load something, I just get like a pop-up. No.
It's like, it ain't happening. Wouldn't that be funny if it had Windows had a built-in window that came up, and it ain't happening, dude.
You're stupid if you think this is going to work on this laptop. Yeah,
you were foolish thinking that you could actually boot this up. No.
I hope you didn't open the package, because you're going to have to return that to the store and get your money back.
Exactly. All right, Eric, what do we got?
We got Romancing Saga Mental Storm Remastered has a release date for December 1st, and that's really much it.
All right. I like stories like that. Break, you're up next.
Coming to us live from RPG Site, Crisis Core Final Fantasy VII Reunion launches on December 13th. There's more details and stuff that we're not talking about. The remaster of original PSP exclusive Crisis Core will release for PlayStation 4, 5, Xbox One, Xbox Series, Nintendo Switch, and PC, as I said, on December 15th.
So Reunion is just is this just Crisis Core like remastered, Eric, or is this
I think it's more along the lines of a remake because
okay.
It looks too nice for it to be a simple remaster.
It does look good. I will say, I mean, it's definitely a step up from Crisis Core on the PSP, so, you know, that's cool. Alright, I don't think is there anything else on that, break?
There's a lot to this story, but that'd be for people who have a lot of time when we don't.
Yeah, we definitely don't have a lot of time, but it goes into story and all
there's
stuff.
There's no way this is just like a remake. This is like, yeah, or a remaster. Like, this is, they put a lot of work into this, it looks
It looks good, man. I mean, I'm interested in playing it, for sure, so there we go. Does it say it's probably on all the systems, right?
Yeah, even the Switch is getting it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I don't think I'd play it on the Switch just because the frame rate stuff, but...
I mean, it probably runs fine at like 30 FPS, but I feel like it was a game that was designed for the PS5 first and then released for everything else later.
Yeah. Okay, next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. And as soon as it loads up here, Sega's Judgment and Lost Judgment come to Steam as of probably the 14th. So there you go. You can buy them for $39 for the standard edition. Lost Judgment Digital Standard $59. Digital Deluxe for $98. Wow, that's crazy. It includes both and the expansion packs. So there you go. All right, Eric, what do we got next?
We've got, we did the Judgment one, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Like a Dragon.
So, I might as well just do all the Like a Dragon stories.
Okay, that's cool.
Because we'll control them in together. Like a Dragon Ishin remake, and that revealed a state of play, and is launching PlayStation 5, 4, Xbox Series XS, Xbox One, and PC, in February 21st. And it will include characters from Yakuza 0, 6, and Like a Dragon, the seventh game in the series. Mm-hmm. And that is the official name of the series going forward, by the way. It wasn't just something they did for the 7th release to, like, commemorate the fact that the new protagonist is going to take charge from here on out. But, so it basically pulled a Dragon Quest where it just took its old name back, even if it's a localized version of the name. Because it's Ryugotu, is the, what the series is called, but that's just directly translated to, like, a dragon. But, this is taking place during the, I'm guessing during the Sengoku period. Okay. Or, no, I'm thinking of Kenzan. Kenzan's in the Sengoku period. This is the Bakumatsu. It's being developed with Unreal Engine 4, which is interesting, because most of the games up to date of recent are been developed using their in-house Dragon Engine. So I'm guessing they're doing this so they can get it out quicker, because they got a couple other Like a Dragon games. The next one, Like a Dragon Gaiden, which is going to be a Kiryu story, and it's going to tell the story of what he was doing in between 6 and 7, as well as 8, because it's supposed to be a bridge to 8.
Do these games play like the Yakuza games?
It's not going to be a turn-based RPG.
Okay.
Like a Dragon 7 was. So it's going to still play like the classic Yakuza games. It's going to be similar to the Kaito Files DLC, which I never played, because I still need to play Lost Judgment, and then I need to buy that DLC. The funny thing about this game, though, is Kiryu's wearing a... No, wait, that's for the next game, but I'm sure at some point in this game he puts on the wig that makes his hair look really dumb.
Yeah, that big, like, afro-looking thing.
Yeah, it's like silvery, grayish hair. The next announcement is Like a Dragon 8. It's gonna have both Kiryu and Ichiban as dual protagonists. And apparently even Kiryu has his own party, and it's also gonna be turn-based. Which makes me wonder if, like, Kiryu is actually a closet gamer and he sees battles the same way that Ichiban does. Huh. Everything plays out like a Dragon Quest game.
That's interesting, man. I wouldn't be surprised.
I mean, in the Yakuza games, you could, if you wanted to, go to an arcade game, play stuff like Outrun and Space Harrier, so
yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah. No, that's right. You can play stuff like that. That's really cool. That's good observation, Eric. Are there anything else on that?
Not really, but, the other two games are coming out in 2023, and this is a 2024 release, so it's going to be a while before 8 comes out.
I figured as much. Hey, Freak 5's in chat. What's up, Freak 5? Nice to have you in there. All right.
But I'm pretty sure this one and the other one I just announced, talked about are going to be developed using the Dragon Engine.
Okay.
Unlike the other one, which is Unreal Engine 4.
Yeah. All right.
I'm guessing they're using 4 instead of 5 because the PS4 and the Xbox One probably can't handle 5.
Yeah.
And they're planning on doing a dual release for that game. Yeah. So.
All right. Break. Next story, please.
But first, I gotta say, I'm pleased that Sega are loyal listeners to our show. I mean, we're the ones who recommended that they should use the Dragon more often.
Yes! That's right!
A little bit overboard.
That's right, man.
Just a little bit overboard with the dragon name, but it's good that they listen to us, and thanks.
I mean, they got Like a Dragon, Dragon Quest. Pretty soon, they're going to change Final Fantasy into Final Dragon. We're going to have The Last of Dragon.
Dragon of whatever.
Yeah, God of Dragon, you know, followed up by the sequel, Dragon of War. We're going to have, instead of Halo, it's going to be Dragon.
Dragon of War, Dragon Rock, instead of Ragnarok.
Right, Dragon of Rock, yeah, exactly. Alright, breakneck story.
You play a space marine.
A space dragon marine, man.
Yes.
That actually would be kind of cool, man. You know, ninja dragon instead of ninja Gaiden.
I mean, Capcom put dinosaurs in space, so why not?
Dragon Hills instead of, like, you know, Silent Hill. You know, Resident Dragon is going to be the next one, too. You know, so there you go. All right,
Super
break.
Dragon
Super Dragon Brothers. It's like Bowser and his brother.
Dragon Truck Simulator.
Dragon Truck Simulator. A Guitar Dragon, you know? I mean, you know, why not? Go all out, you know?
Dragon Hero.
Dragon Hero.
I want to live a life simulated dating or dragon dating game.
Yeah. Daily dragon life. Various dragon life.
Right. That's awesome, man. Alright, break. We'll come up with more dragon games here.
Dragon
sure.
Frame instead of fail frame.
Dragon Frame. Alright. Alright, break.
It was live from RPG site.
Dragon Team Cross.
Team Ninja and Sony announced Rise of the Ronin as a PS5 console exclusive.
Oh, this is breaking news. This is breaking news. They got a sequel to this game called Rise of the Dragon. Break.
This game's not even out yet, and they've already named the sequel.
Yes, yes.
Now, it takes place in 19th century Japan. Players take on control of a Ronin as they navigate the turbulent times. I'm guessing you're nameless Ronin.
Right, right. You. It looks good.
Like I said, it's about 2024, so that's all we know.
It looks really. Looks really good. Dragon Crossing for Animal Crossing for 5 cents. Legend of Dragon. Dragon Prime. Oh my god, man. We could go all day with that, man. I like the Dragon Brothers, the Super Dragon Brothers, man. This comes to us from RPGsite.net. Dragon Traveler 2. No, Octopath Traveler 2 announced for PS5, 4, Nintendo Switch, and PC.
How about instead of Double Dragon, it's just Dragon.
Yeah, Dragon.
We had the movie called Octopussy. What about Octodragon?
Yeah, Octodragon. I like that.
Dragon Pussy.
Dragon
Pussy game, obviously.
Oh, then no doubt, man. The more pussy, the better. February 24th, 2023 for Octopath Traveler 2. I still need to play Octopath Traveler 1. Man.
It's weird that the first game gets an Xbox release, but the second game doesn't.
Oh, I'm sure they will. They might have some sort of, like, mini-exclusive deal.
The first game didn't even get a PlayStation release.
I know, that's weird. But there you go.
I hate console exclusives for reasons like that.
I know. All right, Eric, next story, please.
Theater Rhythm Final Bar Line, which is the next Theater Rhythm game. I want to sell my Curtain Call copy for the 3DS because it's obviously going to have more tracks than this game. Like 502 tracks, and that's not even including the DLC.
Oof, wow. I mean, this looks cool.
So, yeah, it's like... It's like, why bother hold on to the 3DS version?
Yeah.
Unless you want the unique touch controls set up, which could be replicated by the Switch and PC.
Yeah. I mean, it looks cool.
I mean, there's no PC version of this game, but I wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't happen later. But
I mean, it's a rhythm game, so, I mean, if you like that, you're going to like this, for sure. I like rhythm games from time to time. You know, it's a good little diversion type thing, so it's okay.
But,
yeah, I can't do anything past easy.
Me neither, Break, but they're still fun on easy, you know what I mean?
Man.
Yeah. All right, Break, what do we got next?
Coming to us live from Loading Screen. Loading Screen, one of my favorite websites.
I love it.
RPG site Front Mission First remake releases in November. FM2 in 2023, FM3 in the future.
Sometime in the future. They're just like, we know we're doing it because we're going to sell a shit ton of these, so, you know, just prepare for it.
I wonder if they're planning on doing the other Front Mission games after 3, because there's still Front Mission Gun Hazard, which is not a strategy RPG, but it is a Front Mission game.
Ooh, more breaking news here.
There's Front Mission Alternative, and then there's Front Mission 4 and 5.
Yeah, Front Mission 3 is going to be called Front Mission Dragon, for those wondering. So
Dragon Mission? Front Dragon?
Front Dragon, yeah. So there you go. I mean, these games look cool. I don't know. Anything else on that break? Dragon Suit Larry Freak Vibes.
Obviously, the remake of 2 is going to report support for many new languages, new free camera option to zoom in during gameplay and check out Wanzers in detail, modern in-game effects, and a renewed...
It's actually Wanzers, because like, they're pronouncing it with a German accent.
Okay.
Wanzers?
Okay. Anything with W is pronounced with a V sound.
Jesus. That's the same thing as the... Never mind. Let's just move on.
All right. Next story comes to us from RPGsite.net. Legend of Dragon, Breath of the Dragon... I'm sorry. It's a Legend of Zelda... Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild sequel is titled The Legend of Zelda Tears of the Kingdom, and it's releasing May 12th for 2023. Are you I know one guy that's
yeah,
gonna...
At first I didn't know if it was supposed to be Tears of the Kingdom or Tears of the Kingdom.
I think it's Tears.
It's been confirmed that it's Tears.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's English Tears. Language. Yeah. But it looks...
It's their fault for not actually saying the name of the game in the trailer.
Yeah. But it looks good. I mean, it's more Breath of the Wild, and there's nothing wrong with that, right, Brake?
Yes, that's correct.
All right. That's the correct answer, yes. All right, Eric, next story, please.
I wouldn't be surprised if it's not actually a sequel to Breath of the Wild at all, and it's actually just an alternate retelling of the original Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, it could be. Dragon of Zelda, Freak 5 says. Secret of Dragon. I like it. Eric, next story, please.
Atelier Ryza 3, which I really wanted Break to read, but oh well.
I know, right?
Alchemist of the End and the Secret Key. This is the third Ryza game, because these games always come in trilogies, with the fourth game so many years later. But, anyways, it looks way more adventure game than before. So you're not just going to a field and collecting ingredients for alchemy stuff, you're also exploring with various different means, because the trailer like showed her riding a dolphin up a waterfall for whatever reason.
It does look odd. I don't know.
But I would not want to play this on the Switch at this point, because it looks like it's getting too technical, and the performance is going to probably take a noticeable hit.
Of course.
Because Koei Tecmo Gust doesn't have the best track record of having the optimization. But I'm hoping that they can get their shit together for their PC releases, because I don't know about the quality of Atelier ports on PC nowadays for past games, but when they initially launched, they're pretty buggy and messy.
Yeah. Breakman, I also want that game, man, for sure. Somebody make that game, please. Breath of the Wild. That'd be pretty awesome. Alright, Break, next story please.
Welcome to us live from RPG Site. Rune Factory series grows larger with Rune Factory 3 Special.
And oh yeah, I didn't say what platforms and the release date.
Alright, which platforms?
PlayStation 4 or 5, Nintendo Switch, PC, February 24th.
Alright. Anything else, Eric?
Nope, that's it.
Alright, Break. Sorry. Go ahead.
I'm just scrolling through the store to see if there's anything important in here. And Switch seems to be the system of choice for Marvelous Rune Factory series, as the console is getting two games. Titled Rune 3 Special, now released next year, and then a new Rune Factory game, which does not have a title yet. I don't know, maybe 4?
Probably. Well, they already need 5, so it'd be 6, probably.
Okay, well, whatever. I don't pay attention to Rune Factory, sorry.
Right.
So, yeah. Unless you want me to get into the story details.
No, I think we're good. We still got more stories to go. It was a plethora of stories.
I didn't know people wanted Rune Factory 3 to get a re-release.
Well, I didn't either. I mean, you know. Alright, let's move on to the next story from RPGsite.net. Fire Emblem Engage revealed and is launching on January 20th, along with its DLC Picard. No, I'm just kidding.
That name's so funny to me, because it sounds like it's a mobile title.
Yeah,
but like, for the instead Switch. Of Pokemon Go, it's like Fire Emblem Engage. And it's funny that I mentioned Pokemon, because it sounds like your character is like actually the Divine Dragon instead of the Shadow Dragon, like it was in Awakening. Mm. And they can have the ability to summon past heroes.
Oh, that's kind of cool.
Or at least Marth, because that's the only character apparently Nintendo or Intelligent Systems seems to be comfortable reintroducing it over and over again.
Yeah.
Because the pool of Fire Emblem games is so small in the West still, because we still don't have any of the other past titles.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like it's got some strategy elements.
Also, a VTuber creator is the character designer for this game, which explains their weird look, where they have blue and red hair.
Yeah, and blue and red eyes.
And white outfits, so American? I don't know.
Right. White Knight, that, I think that's what they're going for, Eric. All right, next story, Eric.
But next story is Loop 8, Time Travel Juvenile RPG, The Summer of Loop 8, The Summer of Gods, or rather just Summer of Gods, getting Western release in spring 2023 for PlayStation 4, Nintendo Switch, and Xbox One and PC. No next gen versions, but you can play them via backwards compatibility. But I won't be surprised if they got a current gen patch of some sort.
Yeah.
But, just to make improve load times or whatever. It's a time travel RPG that features a coming of age adventure featuring protagonist Nini and his classmates in the town of Asahara in the year 1983. That's when I was born, by the way.
Oddly specific there, Eric. Anything else on this, Eric?
So I'm guessing you're a bunch of Showa-era teenagers, and then you go on time-traveling adventures.
And it looks like they're going to have DC with a DLC with dragons in it. No, I'm kidding.
No. The Summer of Dragons.
I know, right? Super Dragon Fighter 2 Hyper Fighting Championship Edition, Breakman. That's fucking awesome, man. Mike Tyson's Dragon Punch. There you go. I do like that. A wild D-cup approaches, Breakman. That's fucking cool. All right, Break, what do we got next?
I'm coming to this live from RPG site. Tales of Symphonia Remastered arrives in early 2023 for PlayStation 4, Xbox One, and Nintendo Switch.
I think this is excellent.
I was excited until I found out the game, much like the previous remaster, is stuck at 30 frames per second, and that's all platforms. So it's not even an issue of the Nintendo Switch can't handle more than 30 for whatever reason. And I'm frustrated that they don't want to spend the time and energy to get it to 60.
Does the Switch not have enough horsepower for 60 frames per second game?
No, I'm sure you can do a game like this.
I know.
This is a remaster of a remaster of a GameCube title. It should be able to.
This was personally a GameCube title, so yeah. It was a good GameCube title, don't get me wrong, but just...
Why wouldn't they do so? Whatever.
I'm going to go on a wild limb and say, much like Kingdom Hearts and a lot of other publishers and developers, they don't store all of their source code securely in a place where they can easily reaccess it. And they probably lost it, and they don't feel like trying to rebuild the game from scratch because they still have the source code from the PS2 version, so they're just using that again.
Yeah, but why don't they just reverse engineer? It's not, dude.
Because they don't want to spend the time and money.
If some dude...
Because of money.
I understand that, but if some guy, alright, some random guy can take a game like fucking Bloodborne and create a fucking 60 frame per second patch for that, and it works almost flawlessly. I mean,
I think the problem with the 30 FPS with the previous remaster, though, is because it didn't have good enough frame pacing, and the lower resolution probably made it, janky.
I guess. I don't know, man. All right.
I mean, I saw the footage on the Nintendo Direct. It looked okay, but, I'd rather it be 60 if... If the GameCube version was 60, it should be 2. It doesn't. It's why didn't you put more effort into this? I'd rather that enough people yell at them, get them to put in the effort and money in, even if it causes a delay, to delay to the fall.
Yeah.
And they can get 60 FPS. Even I if agree. It means rebuilding the character models and animation.
Totally agree. Totally agree.
You probably have a better chance of waiting and hoping for the 25th anniversary edition.
Yeah, that's true.
Or all if right. they scrap the project entirely and just do a remake, because I feel like that's what they need to do at this point.
Dragon Football.
Instead of taking the page out of Squinix's playbook and remastering.
Well, yeah. Well, in Kingdom Hearts case, they actually did have to remake the game from the ground up because they lost the source code, so they had to rebuild it.
Okay, who did this story on Tales of Symphonia? Source was that
code. What the hell's wrong with people?
Yeah, I know.
You think that'd be some valuable shit?
I know, right? You would think that would they would have that in our archives or like on a server somewhere or something, but whatever. All right, who did this story? Who's next?
Pac-Man at? Hey, did you guys seen Pac-Man?
I know, right?
Where Pac-Man's at? Fuck, we lost Pac-Man.
They lost the source code to Pac-Man. Hey, who did this story? Was it you, Brake?
I think so.
All right, so that means I'm up next. Konami announces Suikoden 1 and 2 HD Remaster coming to PS4, Xbox One, Nintendo Switch, and PC in 2023. This is excellente news, in my opinion. I'd love to revisit those games. That would be really, really cool.
Hey, Konami, can you do Vandal Hearts next?
Yeah, Vandal Hearts would be a good one. That would be good. For sure. All right. Maybe, so there you go.
What are those machines that they make so many of? Those gambling
machines. Pachinko?
Yeah, it'll be a pachinko machine.
or just a straight-up fucking slot machine. Like that. You know, I watched some slot videos this week because we're headed to Vegas. And
you can't wait.
Oh, I can't, dude. I mean, it's going to be so fucking awesome. But mostly for the eating. I don't do a lot of gambling, to be honest with you. But I was looking at some slot videos.
I'm pretty sure there's a Castlevania slot machine.
There is. I saw it. Actually, a good chunk of the fucking slot machines in Vegas are fucking Konami machines, man. It's fucking wild. It's wild. And not like really cool ones either. Like, they don't have, like, they do have a Castlevania machine, but it's not like they have, like, their video game properties, like what is it, Silent Hill that they do or anything like that.
Yeah. Just the infamous Castlevania erotic violence ad for one of their pachinko machines.
Yeah, erotic violence! I kind of like that, though. That's kind of cool, but yeah, so that's good. A good announcement on Suikoden 1 and 2. So there you go. I'm down. I can't wait. That's going to be good. 2023. All right, Eric, you get the distinction of doing the last story.
Okay, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot is finally getting a current gen version. And so PS5 and Xbox Series in 2023. But this also comes along with the announcement of a Season Pass 2. And the first Season Pass 2 content will be Bardock the Father of Goku 2. it's called Bardock Alone Against Fate. So, yeah, there's going to be more DLC for this game.
I prefer my eroticism without violence, Freak 5 says. Well, you know, I mean, in video game form, who cares, you know?
So, obviously, Dragon Ball Z Kakarot's going to be playing at 60 frames.
Yeah, that's cool. Oh, they do have a trailer here. Oh.
Which will help during the combat, because the combat's kind of frenetic.
Yeah.
Oh.
What,
yeah.
Huh?
That was really loud.
Or the video.
Yeah, for some reason it didn't keep the volume on mute.
As long as it isn't a political ad, I don't care.
I know. I agree. I totally agree. This candidate was never caught with a prostitute in his entire life. You know, whereas Joe Blow was caught soliciting prostitutes in 1980. It's like, come on.
With a name like Joe Blow, that makes sense.
I mean, it does make sense.
And now the trend is to add a nickname to everybody you're talking about. So Tim isn't the best candidate because he is going to raise your taxes. He will build you new roads, but then he's taking your money to do it. So,
you know, it's funny. Like it's always the same. When Democrats put it out, ads, they're attacking identity politics for the most part, and when Republicans put out ads, it's usually like the economy, you know, and then they have like a picture of the Democratic president, if it's a Democrat, you know, Joe Biden, you know, this person sticks with Joe Biden in raising your gas and raising your taxes. You know, it's like, come on, man. Like, really? Like, you all are in Congress. You all are responsible.
Joe Biden and Nancy Pelosi in the border crisis.
I know. It's so dumb, man. I mean,
I can't believe how much I hear that.
Why do people fall for this shit, man? Like, honestly, why do they fall for it? It's so dumb. So dumb.
They do.
Right.
I just made a tweet this morning about how apparently Biden is sending 400 migrants back to the families that they had been separated from under the Trump administration. And it's like, don't forget all the people that Biden's displaced in his administration so far.
Right, right. And the ones under Obama that are still looking for their parents. You know, I mean, it's like crazy, man. Fuck, I hate presidents, man. There's got to be a different way, man. We need a committee. Let's have three people. You know, like three leaders instead of one or something, man. Got to try something different, man. It's so dumb.
And in case anybody ever saw my tweet and thought I was just doing whataboutism, it's like, no. It's more like they're trying to frame Biden as a good guy here, but don't be fooled.
Yeah, don't be fooled. He's definitely not. Not at all. Homie discounts. I mean, there's a new PlayStation store. I didn't break anything on the Xbox that you know of.
Actually, there was a pretty decent sale they had going on. It was an open world sale. I don't know if it's still going on, but it was like up to 85% off.
Oh, that's good. They have one that they're touting 75% off on PlayStation. I know you can get a Sims pack for free. I think it's like the Desert Pack or something. You know, some other various things. They normally have...
what system, but Namco is always on sale.
Always, man.
There's always a Namco sale.
Yeah, yeah. Breakman, do we have anything under your...
Oh, here's a homie discount. If you were on the fence about One Piece World Seeker on the PlayStation 4, I mean, it's had various sales on both platforms. So this is the absolute lowest I've seen for it on any platform, but you can get that on the PlayStation 4 for $4.
Yeah. Hey, Freak 5, anytime you order 20 cheeseburgers, dude, it's going to take them a while to make them. So, you know, you got to got to calm down with that, you know. All right, Breakman, anything?
Damn. Like, that's just like, some heavy, like, biblical bullshit right there. Like, he's pissed. He's
I know. He was like, damn. Breakman.
Down on them fuckers if his burger isn't there in the next 5 minutes.
I know. Hey, they're coming out with a new restaurant called Burger Dragon, Freak 5, so that should help you a little bit, man.
Fuck Burger King, go to Burger Dragon.
Yeah, Burger Dragon. All right, Breakman, anything in your Breakman this week?
The burgers are actually made from dragon.
Breakman?
No.
Oh, he's like, no. All right, let's...
Nobody...
I know. Somebody send in Breakman a question, man. It's been a while, man. Not even Freak 5 is, like, bothering anymore. He's like, fuck this.
Tournament to do.
I know. All right, let's move on to...
Inquiring Minds Want to Know.
Breakman, Inquiring Minds Want to Know what you've been playing.
Probably all the same stuff. A lot of Shining Force, the original. Just kind of grinding my characters.
Yeah.
Just kind of see like all the cool abilities they can do and stuff like that. Because I could probably, I'd imagine my characters are probably powerful enough right now to just run the rest of the game.
Yeah, yeah. So I love games like that where you can just. I love RPGs like that, man. That's the fun. Like just to be able to just run through bosses and you know, get to the end. But all right, what else? Anything else?
Let me see some of the other Sega games on there, like Gunstar Heroes, which is. Fantastic game. I always loved that.
Yeah.
Another Sega games I was playing. I forget.
You played any more Wreckfest?
Yes, I've been playing a lot of Wreckfest. I've been trying to make more money so I can buy my way up to the next levels of the game because, you know, I suck at racing and the only way I can get better is to buy, like, better cars and better
cars. I know, man. That's
when I can't outrace them, so I gotta buy my way out. Like, right. God, this is on easy, right? Shit,
I know, man. Racing games and me just don't... I mean, I like them. I really do, man. But I'm just not skilled enough to really play them, you know?
Yeah, like, I mean, racing games and rhythm games, like, I completely suck at them. I like them, but I just absolutely suck at them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that reminds me. You were talking about Radiant Silvergun a couple weeks ago. Guess it's on the Switch now.
Radiant Silver?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's cool. All right, what else you been playing, Break? Anything?
Shit. Yeah, Wreckfest, like I said, and there's a lot of cool stunts, a lot of cool, like, tracks and stuff. I love the carnage of some of these tracks where they've built them in ways where even if you're first, like, heavily in first place, you can easily get rammed by somebody else, you know, because
I like that. Don't try to lap anybody because you're going to get wrecked.
Yes, there's a lot of that stuff.
Yeah. All right. And,
Super Smash Warner Brothers game. They've added Gizmo, which is
yeah, I knew they were coming out with Gizmo in that game. That sounds like a ton of fun, man. All right, Eric. Yeah, go ahead, Break. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine.
Eric, it's all I see here under what you've been playing, Eric, is Final Fantasy.
Yeah, Final Fantasy Pixel Remaster. I've been playing something else, but I can't talk about it yet.
Oh yeah, yeah. Don't talk about it.
The embargo lifts on the 20th.
Ah, okay, cool.
The original Final Fantasy?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, what's your party?
You got a knight, a ninja, and the white wizard and black wizard. I never messed with a red wizard before.
I like the red one. I usually take, like, the knight and like, the three mages.
Final Fantasy 1?
If I ever replay the game again, I might just do a red mage and black belt instead of the black mage and the...
The red mage gets good stuff.
And the thief, because the only thing like the thief really gets from becoming a ninja is increased attack modifiers and extra speed and a little bit beefier, but he also gets black mage abilities.
Yeah.
That's cool. Like the first couple levels, yes,
but they're useless spells like that.
Well, no, there's a couple useful ones like temper that and haste that he can use, but yeah, like he's not going to be casting magic for magic power.
Which is why I preferred like the red wizard because he doesn't do like the level 8 spells, but he can do like one level 7 I think of each, and you know he can do high level heal spells and some high level attacks. So, the red mage is useful.
Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else, Eric?
No.
All right. I didn't really get a chance to play much of anything this week, but I think I know what I'm going to be playing when I get back from Vegas, y'all. I am going to start in on Star Wars Force. What is that? What's that one that you played, Break? What's it called? Not Force Awakens. Fallen Order or whatever, I don't know.
Fallen Jedi. I don't remember at this point.
Yeah, it's that one.
Star Wars Jedi, Fallen Order is the name.
Yeah, Fallen Order. That's the one. I'm going to play that next and just get that out of the way.
It's called Fallen Dragon.
Yeah, Fallen Dragon. You know, Star Dragon.
Dragon Wars, Fallen Dragon.
Yeah, Dragon Wars. Yeah, exactly, Fallen Order, yeah. That's what I'm going to be playing next. So, but anyways, let's move on to...
RP Grinders reviews.
All right, Breakman, do you have any reviews this week?
I guess I could give a really quick review of it. It's kind of weird. I watched the Tekken anime, the newest one, 6 episode one.
Oh, okay.
I got kind of mixed feelings about it. Like, I if it wasn't related to a game, I think I would actually like it more. And the reason I say that's because. It's about a fighting game, but a lot of the anime just kind of skips over the fighting.
Hmm. That's
like
interesting.
The whole tournament, the characters like Yoshimitsu, you just see his face.
You don't see any of the fighting.
Like, what's that? Yeah, that's like this is it's supposed to be an anime about fighting, but they like skipped a lot of fights.
Yeah.
And there are some fights they'd come in like at the end of the fight or something, and it was just like, why are you doing this?
Is it like a supplement to a previously existing Tekken, or is it its own thing?
It seems like it's just they took the story from the third Tekken, I think.
Because
that's when they had Jin Kazama yet, right?
Yeah, I kind of understand, because they probably wanted to give more story elements to the earlier Tekken games, because they were kind of skipping on story.
And they were more focused on the story, which I liked. And like I said, if it wasn't tied to a fighting game, I think I would have enjoyed it more. But I was...
Maybe if it were more than six episodes, they would have had room for fights.
Yeah, so like we saw like the end of the King versus Paul fight, and I think that was the only time we saw Paul, or only time we saw Paul fight, maybe.
Mm.
And...
it's got to be better than the
attacks.
It's got to be better than the original Tekken movie anime.
I've tried to forget that.
Or the live action Tekken movie.
Oh God! Don't even, shut your whore mouth, Eric. What's wrong with you?
Was that one of those Uwe Boll movies?
No, but developed by people that basically had the same idea.
Yeah. All right. Anything else? Oh, what are you giving it? What are you giving it, Break?
I don't know what to give it? Because, like I said, like the, cause I like how I like the story of it. I mean, it was Tekken 3 story, and they kind of stuck to it really well. It's like Shin Kazama dealing with his, like, you know, my father's evil, and my grandfather's even more evil, but my mom's good, and I want to be like my mom, but I've got strong feelings of being evil too. You know.
Yeah. Well, here's how I'll put it. Standalone, what would you give it?
6.5.
Video game related, what would you give it?
To Tekken, 5.5, I guess.
Okay.
Six, somewhere around there.
Well, 6.5 is decent, man. That's like, above average.
Yeah, 6.5, like, I liked it. Don't get me wrong. It's just... It's based on fighting game. I wanted to see the fights, and, you know, there's... Unless you want to see Heihachi and Jin, it's pretty much... Those are the only guys you really get to see fight much.
Okay. Well, Heihachi is always the go-to in Tekken, man. Like, everybody, you know.
But, well, recently he's been dead, so not really.
Yeah, well, you know. But, all right. Any other reviews, Break?
Mm-mm.
Eric.
Oh, actually, you know what? Take that back.
Hold on.
Me and Mrs. Breakman wants to call a show called I Survived a Crime. You know what we learned the most from the show, Frank?
What did
I'd say there was 20 episodes, and they probably did like 3 different crimes an episode, or 4 or 5 different crimes an episode.
Mm-hmm.
We learned that the cops solve about maybe 1 crime per episode, and half of those were with help of citizens.
Yeah. Well, you know the national statistics on that, Break, don't you?
Less than 20% of the crimes in this country are solved.
Oh, no. Try 2%. 2% of the crimes in this country are solved. Huh?
I said less than 20.
Yeah, 2%.
That's less than 20.
Yeah, 2%.
Wrong.
Yeah, 2% of all crime is solved by police. Yeah, so
I know, yes, and Mrs. Brinkman got me on that one too. Yes, way less. But yeah, we were watching that, and it was just like, this person is still, like, this crime is still unsolved. And, like, you can see, like, the license plates blurred out on it and shit like that. Like, wait, so the cops have the license plate of the perpetrator, the guy tried to run somebody off the road, and this crime's still unsolved?
They didn't want to bother.
That's how incompetent they are, Breakman. And to boot, we pay them big money to be incompetent. You know, it's like, I hate the way our police system runs here in the United States. Plus, you couple that with the white supremacy problem. 15
people to get one person, and once everything's done, 14 people stand around and talk while the one person's doing something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, I mean, anytime I'm on a crime scene, right, I have a different channel. It's called Mexican Long Hair. I know it's a shameless plug. You guys can check it out.
It's not Mexican Long Dragon, you mean?
No, it's not Mexican Long Dragon or Dragon Long Hair. I mean, you know, it should be. I'm thinking about changing it. But
rebranding.
But every time I'm on, you know, I'm at a crime scene, right? And I'm looking, and let's say it's a shooting, right? I've done plenty of shootings and stabbings and domestic, I mean, just all kinds of different things, right? You would think the first thing that they would do would be interview witnesses, right? Well, most of the times you have 15 cops just standing around talking with each other. I mean, it's like, get to work, you fucking animals. Do something, you know? Like, they don't do anything. I mean, I do more work on a crime scene than any police officers do, for the most part. You do have the crime scene investigators that come in and take pictures, and then they collect evidence. Like, if there's shells on the ground or something, they'll do, you know, they'll take those and put them in a baggie. So, I mean, you know. But other than that, they pretty much don't do anything. They're just worthless. They stand around and prevent people from, you know, looking at crime scenes and stuff, you know, but whatever.
We're just seeing videos of all these crimes committed and stuff like that, and it's just, you know, brutal home invasions and stuff like that. And like, there was one where a guy tried to tried to shoot at somebody while he was driving, and you can clearly see they're bleeping out the license plate on the back, and it's like, wait, the cops couldn't find this guy?
So if cops only solve 2% of crime, then what's the percentage of crime caused by cops then?
More than you think, Eric. Yeah, I mean, I
kill a lot more innocent people than people kill cops.
Well, somebody tried to call me out on my channel, you know, and they said, they were saying, you know, they tried to get me, you know, like a gotcha question, like they do to politicians all the time, right? They're like, okay, so cops kill 1,000 people a year, which actually the statistics are way higher than that, but let's just go with the 1,000.
Right? That's what's reported.
Right. So let's just go with, well, no, it's even more than that, break, but let's just go with...
I'm saying, like, that's what the cops report.
Right. Let's just go with what that says, right? 1,000 for, you know, the cops kill 1,000 citizens a year, and citizens kill 50,000 people a year, and we don't hear you bitching about that, right? And I was like, are you daft? I mean, we've got, in the United States, we have, what, 350 million people, right? That's the last number that I saw, a little over 350 million people, and we have 171,000 cops. So 1,000 per 100, and, let's just go with your numbers, which actually it's quite a bit higher, but 1,000 for one per 171,000 cops, and 50,000 for 350 million. And you don't see the absolute, you know, proportionality there? I mean, are you dumb? I mean, I don't know why people would troll me on that question. It's so stupid. But yeah,
I've been looking at Twitter, and there's so many, like, just some of the arguments people are making for things that are going on in this country right now, like some of the arguments for, oh, I'm so glad that Santas is shipping immigrants everywhere. No.
Oh, did you hear the latest on that? I just got the latest on that. So they sent, okay, DeSantis sent them, but that's not the whole story. He sent 50 people, 50 immigrants to Martha's Vineyard, right? So there was a lawyer that was standing up there and saying it was nefarious the way that he did it, because he sent them there, but he gave them, like, the ICE officials over there gave them false addresses. For homeless shelters across the country. So you're expecting these people to report on Monday, right? Which was this last Monday, you know, for what? So you've made it impossible for them to comply with whatever ICE wanted.
They were supposed to report to immigration.
Yes.
These people are seeking asylum. They're not what the... Fox News portrays people as.
99% of the people that come over aren't what Fox portrays, break. Like my dad was an illegal immigrant. You know, like there's like hundreds upon thousands of people that have come to this country that aren't doing nefarious things. You never hear about those people, right? I mean, it's just every one of them is a rapist, according to people. You know, it's just simply not true.
One person who's in this country, quote unquote, illegally, and usually it's not that case at all. Usually it's, usually most illegal immigrants in this country got here legally and their visas expired.
Right, right. Or they came here illegally and they're doing the right thing because they don't want to fuck up. You know what I mean? I mean, it's just stupid, just dumb. I don't understand this concept of borders, break. I don't get it. We don't think along these terms with Canadians, and Canadians come back and forth. And you know what? You can't tell me that there aren't Canadian criminals. Look at Justin Bieber. That motherfucker, every time he was in the United States, committed fucking crimes. You know? I mean, they're just... And I don't mean to demean Canadians. I love, you know, people from Canada. I have a lot of good friends up there.
I love you, Justin Reynolds.
Right.
He comes from the same cloth that Jordan Peterson does, and he's embarrassing at Canada.
Right.
Canada's embarrassing
right.
Both of
them. Canada's a great country. I'm not saying... What I'm saying is, like, what is the problem with opening up the border? You know, it's like people think that it's such a bad concept, right, to let other people in. And it's like... It's like the Mexican people in the South are for the most part, very, very hardworking, very productive members of society, right? If you give them a chance.
Our answers are always, like, economic, usually. Like, well, how can we provide for them? How can we take care of them? We're the richest fucking country in the world.
Right. You know, that's...
And then again, they ask this question because we can barely take care of each other.
And then the other argument is they...
Because of what our government's done with the money. Like, our government's been sure that the money is going to the top.
Right. Well, and here's the other the weak arguments that I hear. Well, Mexicans are lazy, and I'm like, nothing could be further from the fucking truth. All you got to do is go to a hotel, look at the staff, look at
also,
who's
not wanting to work for so little is also.
That's the other rub. That's the other problem.
They've right. also
they're taking our gerbs
in this country.
What's that?
Right. Shipping. People lying to the people they're shipping, quote unquote, shipping them to another area. This happened back in the 60s. White supremacists did this to Black Americans in the South.
Mm-hmm.
They lied to them, put them on buses, and sent them to places in the North, which were quote unquote sympathetic to the integration, because mm-hmm. this was a reaction to integration process of the early 60s. So they lied to Black people, put them on buses, and shipped them places like Cape Cod. And they were got off the bus, and obviously they weren't expected to be there. Nobody mm-hmm. knew they were going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
The same thing.
Yeah,
this
Freak
is exactly
Five brings
the way white supremacists act.
Yeah, Freak
I mean,
Five.
There's no other way to describe this but white supremacy.
Yeah, Freak Five brings up a great point. He says they're afraid of immigrants because of how they treated the natives when they were the immigrants. Yeah, it's just. It's yeah, really...
This isn't new. This is absolute and 100% racism.
Right. And it's really weird.
It's a federal crime, too.
It's really weird, Breakman, because, like our federal highway system, if you look at the federal highway system, right, there was a lot of people that worked on it. I mean, across the country. We have a very intricate highway system, right?
Yeah.
And I mean, it's in shambles because it need, you know, a lot of the roads need to be repaired and, you know, we've talked about that before, but who do you think built those roads? Like those roads were built on Mexican people's back for the most part. I'm not saying there weren't white
railroads.
Well, and the railroads were definitely built by Black people. I mean, it's very well documented. So
Mexican and Asian.
Mexican, Asian, but the majority Black that Black worked on the railroads.
But I'm saying, like, yeah, like your point. Like,
but you see what I'm saying? Like, so I don't know why white people in this country are so afraid of minorities. Like it makes no sense. Like it's the craziest thing in the world. We're the richest country in the world. We can you made reference to it, Breakman. We can definitely house many more people in this country, not just some. You know, so the whole thought that they're taking our jobs, they're taking our houses, they're doing this and that and the other is just asinine. Like this country, there are vast places where people can set up shop here in the United States, right? Like, I'm not talking just cities. Like, if you look, like, if you've ever taken a road trip from a city to city, let's say you're going from Denver to Salt Lake City. From here to Salt Lake City, there are untapped lands beyond untapped lands where people can settle. So the issue is not space. The issue is not money. The issue is simply you don't like the way other people live.
How many dying small cities do we have around this
Absolutely.
Country?
Absolutely, Break. I mean, there are... So they call them sunset cities, Break. And I know what you're talking about. And it's crazy. It's just crazy. I don't know.
We've got the room. We've got the resources. It's rich people who have convinced a large section of the population that immigrants, asylum seekers are a threat to them in some way.
Right, threats. And they always bring up, you know, rapists and all the murders and all this. And you might have a case of an immigrant at some point in time doing that, and they prop that up. Like, that's, I mean, but they never bring up the, you know, for every one of those, you got 1,000, you know, great immigrants that do great work here. Never. You never hear that.
One of those we got... Well, it's just like what they, every time somebody wants to bring up gun violence, you know, the gun nuts go, Chicago, Chicago. Well, if you statistically look at it, Chicago not in the top, like, not, you know, the death rate, gun violence in Chicago isn't as bad as it is in states like, say, Alabama.
That's exactly right. That's a great point.
And if you do mention it, they call you a liar.
You know what another thing that they don't want to mention, Breakman, is the fact that American citizens proportionally cause more crime than the immigrants do. I mean, it's stark. Yeah. I think it's like, the last time I looked at it, like, the crime rate is like, I mean, it's astronomically higher with United States citizens as opposed to foreigners. You know, it's just crazy, man. I can't remember. I don't want to say something and it be completely wrong, but it's like
the crimes committed against foreigners alone.
Like, oh, absolutely! Like, people that visit here, they. I mean, it's crazy, man. I don't know. It's just really weird. But all right. Any other reviews, Break? I know we kind of got off there.
Yeah, we gotta go.
All right, I got a quick review for a movie that I saw called Barbarian. It's a horror movie. I don't want to ruin this movie for anybody, but I will say that Barbarian has some awesome tense moments, great twist. When you think it's going one way, it actually just flips a U and just turns things on their head. It's basically about a movie, or about a movie, about a woman who goes to this house, like an Airbnb type deal, and she finds someone there. And apparently they have the same house. Like, they rented the same house to the person. Well, they find a hidden room downstairs. So things go from there, and it is batshit crazy. It's a fun movie to watch. It's scary at times. Like I said, there are twists and turns in the movie that you would not expect. And I am very, very high on this movie. I give it an 8 out of 10. I think it's a must-watch horror movie. It almost, when I'm thinking of movies for the year, of like horror movies that I've seen this year, it's in my top 5 for sure. I think X is the best horror movie of the year that I've seen so far, but Barbarian is right up there. So I highly recommend people watch it. It's with Bill Skarsgård, who is Pennywise in the It movies, the new It movies. So I would definitely give it a watch if you get a chance. So there you go. I give it an 8 out of 10. All right, Eric, I didn't see any reviews on your feed there.
Yeah, I've been watching Hawkeye and only got up to episode 4.
Okay, so we'll get your review of that either on the feed or in a couple weeks when we're back. So let's move on to everybody's favorite segment.
Stinko of the Week.
Breakman, your Stinko of the Week.
I got a few, but we're kind of running late on time.
We're here, good, so, we're good, Ben. Just go through. Go through what you want to go through, man.
All the backlash over a black actress playing the Little Mermaid.
Oh, God, Ben. That, I love seeing those tears, man. I'm drinking those tears up.
Or, you know, the people that complain about black actors playing certain characters in The Lord of the Rings, Rings of Power.
Oh, God. I've heard that bullshit, too, man. Continue on, Breakman. I'm sorry. We interrupted.
That one, at least, like, I think that one's done. That one might be by a different crowd, because this crowd is the same crowd that worships a man who was, but let me see here if I'm correct in saying what's happened in the Bible. A man who was born in Bethlehem, Middle East. To a Middle Eastern woman.
Right.
They seem to think he's a white guy from, like, Eastern Europe, or I'm sorry, from Western Europe or something.
Right, yeah. right, man. Like, you know, if depictions of Jesus were real, Breakman, he'd be a black man. No doubt. No doubt about it, man.
it wouldn't go.
Of course, Jesus has to be real to begin with, and there's no reason to believe that's true. As much as historians would like to tell you otherwise,
right,
but
right. Continue on, Break.
There are historians who think that Jesus was real. I just disagree on, like, his
who he actually was.
You mean? Yeah, like what he was is like. I mean, obviously, there are some people who think he was a prophet. There's some people who think he was the son of God, and there are some people who think he was just a wacko religious cult.
Break, man. Continue with your stinkos, man.
So anyway, like, yeah, like, this, it's absolute racism. I said the thing, why I said I think the Lord of the Rings people are different, I'm not saying they're not racist, it's just that the Lord of the Rings fans and Christians usually don't mingle that well.
That's a good point, Brake. That's a good point.
So, like, so I think it's a different sect, but they're still racist. It's just, I don't know who these people are. I don't know who the hell they are. So anyway, moving on. Remember I talked about Michigan? We all talked about Michigan and the trials and tribulations they're going through with no water and such?
Yes, yes.
Well, turns out one of the reasons they don't have water is because guys like Brett Favre are siphoning off welfare money.
Oh, my God. I heard about that. That's in Mississippi, right?
Yeah.
Brett Favre, if anybody...
What's that?
I'm sorry, I was just going to... For those who don't know what's going on with Brett Favre, Brett Favre is one of the biggest pieces of shit in the United States right now. He purposely had the politicians involved and the powers to be divert money into his daughter's volleyball program, away from people that, that needed that money on welfare. So, fuck him. Yeah.
Like, and this isn't the first time this guy's been scummy. He's always gotten away from it in the past, and I hope this time, like, people hold him to the fire and stop worshiping the asshole.
Yeah, he's a scumbag.
He was sending dick pics to cheerleaders against their will, you know?
Yeah.
Like, he, that should have been enough where we're like, okay, this guy, we're done with this guy. You know?
He's a scumbag. He's an absolute scumbag.
Why didn't
scumbag.
The NFL drop him? Oh, because they're the NFL.
Well, no, he retired, but...
The excuse at the time was he did it while he was on the Jets, but he was no longer in the Jets organization.
Yeah. So he's a scumbag. He's a scumbag and a half.
But that, like, that should stop them, but whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway, so moving on. I was playing Xbox yesterday, and I heard a loud pop, and all of a sudden it stopped on me. My power supply died.
Oh, my goodness. Your Xbox died?
No, just the power supply. I thought the Xbox died at first, but it's, thank God, just the power supply.
So the power brick it came with, you mean?
Yep. It just did a loud pop, and it's like, what the? Oh, shit.
Did you get another one?
Yeah, I bought a new power
brick. Okay, how much is that?
How hard is it to find just a power brick?
It wasn't hard. I just went to GameStop.
$50?
Yep.
Damn. I mean, that's...
It should be less than that, but whatever.
Yeah, that's good, but still.
Power brick.
But apparently it's common enough that GameStop has them stocked.
Well, that's good. I mean, at least that, you know, that's a good thing, man. I mean, I'm excited. I'm going to have
I've seen the Microsoft's hardware has been the weakest of all the systems.
Yeah. I might need to buy a new PlayStation 5 controller because it's running up on the amount of hours of its lifetime expectancy. And it's getting to the point where it's not too bad yet, but I can tell within like less than a year from now, it's probably going to need to be new batteries. So you can't just replace batteries on the PlayStation 5 controller, so I'm just going to get a new one. Because even though you can just replace batteries, I don't feel right about doing it myself, and the new controllers have a slightly longer battery life anyway, so I might as well just get one.
Yeah, why not? You know, why not?
And I want to get one in red color, so why not?
Yeah. Alright. Anything else, Brake?
I'm going to throw you in on this one, too. Because I want to give this one the clownish people who pretend to be head coaches of NFL teams. I know there was one for... I know the guy who pretended to be the head coach of the Bengals is a clown. And from what I saw on Sunday, I think you might think about your coach.
I'm just going to chalk mine up to an experience break. Holy cow, that was a bad, bad call. I mean, you got one of the best in the league at quarterback, and you don't trust him to get you 5 yards? I mean, really? I mean, come on. And then what was your... Oh, yours lost to the fucking... I mean, I was, like, shocked, man. I'm like, you guys...
with mine, here's the clownish thing. And also that whole not calling a timeout for 30 seconds at the end of the game.
Oh, God. Yeah.
What the fuck was going on there? I can't imagine, like... I'm pretty sure I heard you yelling at your television.
I was disgusted. But, look, Brake, this is how I chalked it off. It was his first game as a head coach in the league. So, hopefully, He learns his lesson, but I tell you what, he's not getting any more passes from me. I can tell you that right now.
Even though he was able to get the team past the playoff wins and stuff, I think it was more despite him. I think the team overcame his deficiencies. So let's start with this comedy of errors of Zach Taylor. First, he decided that his starters, none of them should play even one snap in the preseason.
Same here.
So none of them were ready in the first quarter of the game against Pittsburgh, or the first half. They weren't ready. They, you could absolutely tell they haven't had practice in, like, since last year. Let me see here. What else did he do? I'm not blaming him for the things that happen on the field, like throwing interceptions and stuff like that. Yeah, I mean, I am kind of saying that, you know, more practice and that would have been avoided. Yes, maybe, but we won't know. Let's see here. What else did he do? Late in the game, 2 minutes down, 2 minutes left, the Bengals were on the end zone with the football and a touchdown, and nobody threw a flag. There was no challenge when the refs didn't call it a touchdown.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you probably heard me yelling at my television.
I tell you what, though, Blake, Cincinnati deserved to lose that game, man. Fucking five turnovers, dude? Really?
Well, most of this happened in the first quarter, like I said. Like, you could tell they weren't ready, and those were all on Joe Burrow.
Yeah. Burrow had a shitty game. I love Joe Burrow, man. You know, Blake. I've talked very highly of him. Yeah.
Yeah, except he threw one more interception, I think, in overtime. But for the most part, the rest of the game was pretty well played for him.
Mm.
In fact, he scored a touchdown that nobody challenged, so they didn't rule the touchdown. I don't understand why.
Yeah.
And the coach's explanation after the game was, there was a lot going on.
A lot of shitty football was played in week one, yeah. Man. I mean,
And to top it all off, the Bengals, they had five turnovers. They had four turnovers in the first half. And somehow managed to get to a tie game.
I know.
And then the accidents happened, and they went into overtime where they should have been. Obviously, they had that touchdown where they should have won the game, but nobody called it. And even the refs talked about it. The announcers talked about it afterwards. Like, what? We don't understand why they didn't challenge it. That was a touchdown. We know. We saw it.
I know.
Zach Taylor was busy, apparently. He was preoccupied.
He was preoccupied watching Nathaniel Hackett prepare for the fucking Seahawks, man.
So, the reason the game went in overtime is because the kicking game was compromised. The snapper was hurt,
mm-hmm.
and the extra point that would have sent the Bengals to a win was blocked, so they went mm-hmm. to overtime. And knowing that your kicker is having problems, that your kicking game isn't working, but your number one quarterback and number one wide receiver and number one running back, and
mm-hmm.
most of your number ones are still in there, and they've been playing a lot better,
mm-hmm.
Whereas the kicking game isn't reliable.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you kick the ball on fucking third down?
No reason. No reason.
In God's name would you try for a field goal on third down.
I know, man. I was shocked at that, and I was also shocked at my Broncos, man. I mean, you got Russell fucking Wilson to get five fucking yards, and then go with McManus. McManus can boom him. Like, did you see that kick, break? It would have made, it had the distance, but it was just a little off. But 5 yards in, do you think he would have missed that?
Yeah.
You think he would have missed that 5 yards in? Not a chance. Not a chance, man. I was pissed. I
don't understand. Yeah, well, like you said, your guy's new, but
yeah.
Zach Taylor, like, to me, like, he's holding the team back. Like, these clown moves are, they're stupid, just stupid moves. Like, these are shit you do when you're playing your friends in Madden, you know?
Yeah, it's to be determined on both coaches, I think, Brake. I mean, let him play out this year, see how it plays out, and then worry about it. But my coach, man, like, he's not getting a pass. At all. Now, from now on, he makes a stupid call like that, I am all over it, and I'll be first to call for a new head coach next year. I'm serious. After 1 year, you don't get it? No, I'm sorry. You're out. Get somebody new that can fucking fix it.
Yeah, like, forget that guy's name in Cleveland, Hugh something. Hugh Jackson.
Yeah.
He won how many games his first season? None?
Yep.
None. Bring somebody back with no wins.
Get them on out of there. Yep, I agree, man. Fuck that. You've got a team here in Denver that has a chance to go all the way and beat all these hard, you know, with your quarterback and the defense that you got. No, you either put up or shut up. Get to, if they don't get to the playoffs, I'll be disappointed, Brake. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah, me too. And if I'm in the playoffs right now, I'm already blaming the head coach.
Yep, I know. All right, what else you got, Brake?
That's enough.
All right, Eric, I didn't see any stinkos on yours, so I'll just go ahead and go with mine real quick. I got a fucking ingrown toenail right before I go to Vegas and have to do all this fucking walking, man. I'm like, Jesus Christ, I thought I was done after I was a kid with ingrown toenails, but apparently the toe next to my pinky toe has a fucking ingrown toenail, and it's like making it difficult for me to walk. So that's what I got to contend with this next fucking 4 or 5 days, but whatever. Hopefully it heals up before we go, because those things fucking suck ass, man. You can't, I mean, I used to have these ingrown toenails when I was a kid, man. Anyways,
I dropped something on my foot.
Oh my god, it's the worst pain in the world. It fucking sucks, man. It's awful. It's all fucking infected and red and...
That happened to me when I was in Vegas.
Oh, God, man. It sucks. All right, let's move on.
I basically was took out for the entire day because I had just basically lie down and just
let it go. Yeah, I mean, it's debilitating, man. But luckily, it's not on the big toe, because the big toes are the worst, man. You cannot walk with
those. It was on my big toe.
Yeah, those things are the worst, man. But I can walk, but fuck, it's difficult. Freak 5 says, I think it's your old age that's making it difficult. Well, that too, man, but, you know. All right, let's move on to happier thoughts.
Dude, what is my God, Frank's going to be wheeling around Vegas in one of those little carts that have grocery stores.
Oh, fuck you, Freak. I got those for my parents, man. I'm not fucking around with those things, man. Come on. All right, Sweetos of the Week. Brake Man, what you got?
One that I can just run to a store and buy a new power supply, thank God.
Yeah.
I kind of hate the newer consoles where the power supplies are built into the console. And if they go out, then you have to send it
back. A whole new, yeah. Yeah.
Is the newest Xbox like that?
The new Xbox and PS5 are both like that.
Yeah.
Because all they've got for power is cable, is because it's built into the machine.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, yeah, Brake, can you send me...
Mine wasn't built in the machine because my Xbox would be broke, whereas I just had to replace the power box.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that sucks.
Yeah.
Okay, and my other sweet-o goes to that all the stuff that Frank's going to buy me when he wins a lot of money.
Okay.
Appreciate it ahead of time, thanks,
man. Right, no problem, man. Once I win that money, which is highly...
hooking you up the laptop, new Xbox, new PlayStation.
I tell you what, Brake Man, I will make a solemn promise to both of you. If I win more than $5,000 in Vegas, right, which, you know, I mean, if you win in Vegas, you're going to win like $5,000, right? If I win anything over $5,000, I will purchase you, Brake Man, a new laptop, and Eric, I will. You already have an Xbox. You already have PlayStation. I'll give you a gift card, man. How about that?
I'm PC.
You need a new PC? Okay, man. Well, I don't know about that, but I'll give you like a. I'll tell you what, I'll give you 500 each if I win anything over $5,000. That should just about cover a cheap laptop for Break and a good down payment towards a new PC for Eric. So
is Eric taking this a little too seriously?
I know, he's like, I'm getting a fucking new PC, man. Woo! Yeah. But yeah, I think $500 would be.
I'd probably actually get a TV. Maybe a 4K with a VRR and 120 hertz.
I would hope that you would get a TV for with 4K, Eric.
What are good TVs, though?
Frank is going to gamble away his winnings that are over $4,999. Wouldn't that be devious? I win like $5,552 or something, and I'm like, you know what? I don't want to give them $500. I'm going to gamble this fucking I'm going to give this $552 away.
Apparently, you know? Constantine's getting a sequel. with Keanu Reeves.
Ooh, that's cool. I like that. That's actually good news. Hey, Blake, can you send me the link to the tournament so we can get started with that?
Hey, tournament link.
Yeah, the Nintendo.
Apparently the HBO reboot sequel has been canceled, but this movie is taking its place.
The what sequel?
The reboot to Constantine.
Oh, good. I hope they... I mean, I like the first Constantine movie. I thought it was all right. So, Eric, I didn't see a Sweeto for you. So let's, as soon as Break gives me the link, we'll get into our free-for-all.
I'm trying to get in Skype here.
Yeah.
I'm clicking on
it. You're clicking on it?
I'm working.
Well, can you just put the link into chat, maybe? Or, what? You know. I mean, it's not like, I mean, we got Freak 5 watching.
Chatters in our, I meant, mm-hmm. I didn't say that.
So. I mean, we're finishing it today, so it's not like, you know. But, I mean, either way, here we go. You got it. Okay. Wow. Here we go. If it ever fucking decides to do its thing here, what is going on? Oh, okay. Here we go. All right. Let's move on to... All right, guys. It's our tournament. We're going to determine the worst NES game of all time. So here we go. Breakman, take it away.
Here we go. And as I said earlier, for people who are catching up with us, if there were sequels, we just combined them together. So Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3. 2 and 3 actually came together.
Yes.
You know, Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3 versus the Uncanny X-Men. I will start this off. Oh, shit. I don't think I should have, because both of these games are absolute turds. hate them, or all three of these games, really. I hate them all. I'm actually going to give it to the X-Men game. At some points, the X-Men game was very... It just wasn't even playable. Yeah, so I'm going to say X-Men. What about you, Eric?
I'll go with X-Men 2.
Yeah, I think X-Men is a slightly worse game than Back to the Future 1, 2, and 3. So, X-Men it is.
All right, awesome. Next we got Roger Rabbit, Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Yeah, you can see if they definitely licensed games took this shit over.
I know.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit versus Total Recall. Man, I hate both of these games as well, but I'm going to go ahead and let Eric start this one out.
Total Recall gets it for me.
Rico, what about you, Frank?
I don't think there's any question that Total Recall was worse. It is technically one of the worst games I think
Total
I've ever.
Total Re-shit.
Yeah, Total Recall for me, Break.
Absolutely, 100%. I 100% agree. It is one of the worst games I've ever played.
Yeah.
The funniest thing in the game, though, is, that amuses me for some reason, is there's a holes in the wall with people punching you.
Total Recall, the game, is equivalent to Total Recall, the movie remake.
All right. Earth Elevator remake.
Oh, God.
Next, we have TNC Surf Design versus Ghostbusters 1 and 2. Frank, you want to start this one?
Ooh, fairly easy for me. There's a couple of decent things in Ghostbusters 1 and 2. TNC Surf Design is a big pile of fucking ass. So,
and the sequel to TNC Surf Design.
Yeah, both of them are worthy of ass. So TNC Surf Design for me.
Eric?
Ghostbusters 2 deprived us of the real Ghostbusters 2 game that people should play instead. So, I'm voting against the Ghostbusters.
Okay, so the tiebreakers right, break.
This one's up to me. Oh, the Ghostbusters games were bad. Especially when you have a game that's better, like, on Atari or, like, on a Commodore than it was on the NES. Like, technically inferior system had a better version of the game. It's not saying a lot for the game. However, I hate TNC Surf Design. Maybe almost any other game on the fucking planet. TNC Surf Design for me. So.
Okay.
I fucking hate that goddamn game.
Yeah, it's bad. It's bad.
Okay, and I've been for didn't write these down. Whoopsie, my bad. I'm trying to...
Break is catching up. While he's catching up, I'll go ahead and announce the next thing here. Tag Team Wrestling versus Hudson Hawk. And I'm going to go first on this one, Break, because I haven't went first on any of them. Tag Team Wrestling absolutely fucking sucks balls, but Hudson Hawk sucks balls worse. So I'm going to go with Hudson Hawk. Eric, you?
Not having any experience with tag team wrestling, I'm voting for Hudson Hawk.
Okay.
I mean, I never played Hudson Hawk either, but, like, even looking at, like, the coverage that Nintendo Power gave it back in the day, it looked like dog shit.
It was bad, man. Like, I mean, it was just so bad. Like, it was bad in so many different ways. Like, you had no idea what the hell was going on, where you were going, like, what you were supposed to do. You shot baseballs out at people. It's just ridiculous. Breakman,
apparently Hudson Hawk doesn't even look like the character in the movie.
No. Break, what you got?
They just threw like a guy with
Eric,
a t-shirt.
Hold on, Eric.
But I did play tag team wrestling and it was a shit game. However, Hudson Hawk moves on because you guys.
Okay. All right.
Next brackets, we have Deadly Towers versus Dr. Jekyll. Frank.
Ooh, this is a bad one. I'm going with Dr. Jekyll because Dr. Jekyll's another all-time worst game. I mean, you can look at a lot of all-time worst Nintendo games, and Dr. Jekyll will definitely be on there for sure. So I'm going to go with Dr. Jekyll by a hair.
Dr. Jerkle?
Well, yeah, Dr. Jerkle.
Why is Spelunker written below it?
Dr. Jerkle.
My bad.
Well, it is Dr. Jerkle, the game. It might as well call that.
Yeah, you're right. The game is Dr. Jerkle. I'm going to go next. I never played Jekyll and Hyde, even though... I've seen the videos, and it does look horrendous, but Deadly Towers is a turd of a game. Fucking hated that game. It was a bad experience. It's one of those things where you want to turn it off after, like, a couple of levels. Like, what?
Try playing Dr. Jekyll Break and you'll know pain, man. You'll be decrying Dr. Jerkle in no time, man.
Dr. Jerkle. Yeah. So what about you, Eric? You're a tiebreaker.
I've not played either of these, but I think Dr. Jerkle takes the cake.
I like the fact that we can just keep calling it Dr. Jerkle.
It's a game that can just kill you for no reason.
Oh, apparently. God, it's so bad. It's so bad, dude. It's so bad.
And Deadly Towers, like, and I was watching playthroughs, and it's like, yeah, I do remember that shit. Like, slimes, you'll fight a slime, it'll get stuck on you and shit. You try and run away, and it's just like, still on you. And like, oh, there goes all my life. Oh,
that's yep.
Awesome. Okay. Fun game. Next we have Battletoads versus Quattro Sports.
It should be two T's, but who cares? It sucks. It doesn't deserve the T. What's that? Oh, I was just saying Quattro Sports should have two T's in there.
I think it is one T.
Yeah, fuck them.
I think it is one T, Eric.
Start this. I owned the Quattro Action, not Quattro Sports, but we got them. They're both in the same category.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I actually own the Quattro action game. It was barely playable when it worked.
At least Battletoads is playable.
Hey, just wait for the patch, Break. Wait for the patch.
It was an NES game. You'll be waiting a long time. What about you, Frank? What do you think?
I'm going to go with the most overrated game of all time in Battletoads, man. I know Quattro Pro Sports is ass, and so is... action or arcade or whatever, but I'm going to go with Battletoads. I know I might be in the minority, though.
I mean, I'm the one who put it on this because I agree with you. It is one of the most overrated games of all time. What about you, Eric? You're the tiebreaker.
Considering I think Battletoads is actually still functional, it's just bullshit, I'm voting for Quattro Sports.
Oof, all right.
Yeah, it's fair. That game barely works. Speaking of barely works, we have Advanced Dungeons & Dragons, Heroes of the Lance, versus Bible Adventures. Frank, I think you should go first on this.
I played both of these games. Don't ask me why. I think they're both pretty much ass. Although I will say D&D did have like some of the characters from the actual game in the game. So for that reason,
did it show up?
No, he didn't. But because it's Heroes of the Lance is different. It's not Forgotten Realms.
I forgot.
Bible Adventures is, is god awful, and pun intended. It's just ridiculously bad. So I'm going with Bible Adventures.
I'm going for D&D because at least you can get some entertainment value out of Bible Adventures by drowning Moses.
Very valid reason, Eric.
I like that reason. Every time I've tried to play D&D, it's like I can't get anything to work. I can't do anything.
Yeah, it's pretty broken.
Yeah.
Like if you wanted to play a D&D type of game, you're better off playing the Bard's Tale.
Oh, Bard's Tale is pretty good, and I like Bard's Tale.
Bard's Tale, yes. The first-person dungeon crawler. Yeah, because of its brokenness, I'm going to go D&D, too.
Oh, god damn it. Bible Adventures, you're not the worst. Really? Bible Adventures isn't the... Okay. All right.
Fine. Next, we have The Simpsons. That would be all three of The Simpsons. Simpsons versus Space Fiends, Simpsons versus The World, and... Bartman meets Radioactive Man.
Mm-hmm.
Good title. Versus Where's Waldo? Again, barely a game. I'm going to let Eric start this one out.
Well, since it's barely a game, I'm voting for Where's Waldo.
I don't think there's any question that Where's Waldo is probably... It's my dark horse pick for taking this whole thing. Where's Waldo is the worst piece of shit fucking Nintendo game I've ever played. So there you go.
I didn't play it, but I was watching videos of it, and I'm just
so bad.
I'm glad I never played this as a kid.
It's not even a game.
I think I remember my sister renting it from the video store once. Oh,
God, it's so bad.
I was like, this looks like the worst thing ever.
It is the worst thing ever. You can't... It's almost impossible. Like, everything looks the same. The color palette alone makes this game impossible. It's fucking awful. Where's Waldo sucks. It's not even a game. So.
Yeah, I remember seeing games like that at the video store, and I'm like, that doesn't look fun.
Yeah, it's not. It's not fun at all. So, where are we going, Break? Are we starting at the bottom here? We're going
to the next bracket right now, back up to the top.
Okay.
X-Men, the Uncanny X-Men versus Total Recall. Ooh, this is tough for me. These are both turdly turds.
Yes, they are.
I mean, Mr. Hank, you'd be proud of this shit right here. I'm going to stick with X-Men. I just...
Wow.
Because it's a bigger property, a bigger thing, you know, let's see, to me. The X-Men. Mm. They totally trashed on it. It was just... It was... even Wolverine the game was better than the Uncanny X-Men. And if you play that Wolverine game, you've hated yourself afterwards. So what about you, Frank?
I'm going to go with Total Recall, man. Like you want to talk about a game where it really didn't have much to do with the licensed property at all. Characters, models, if you can call them that. Like, what the fuck was this game, man? Like, broken in parts. Total Recall, to me,
scarred. I always thought that Arnold's character in that game looked chunky.
Oh, God. It was just bad.
Instead of, you know, just muscular.
I mean, at least with the X-Men, you sort of knew who you were playing and what you were sort of doing, but it's...
You don't really know who you're playing at. It's like, you're, like, looking the top down at...
I know.
Little blobs.
I said sort of.
That's true. You did say
so. So, but Total Recall is just... I mean, it's definitely... in my top five worst games I've ever played, man. I'm going with Total Recall.
They look less like X-Men and more like Pikmin.
But for me, Total Recall, man. For sure. So Eric is the tiebreaker.
I'm voting for X-Men.
Oh, God.
Oh, wow, that's kind of an upset.
That's surprising.
Total Recall is... I mean, I wasn't arguing with Frank. Total Recall is an absolute turd.
Oh, Jesus, it's so bad. So bad.
Big absolute turds. TNC Surf Design 1 and 2 versus Hudson Hawk.
Oh.
I'm going to go ahead and start this one since everybody knows I'm going to say TNC Surf Design. Frank,
I'm going to go with Hudson Hawk, man, because it's another in my top five of worst games I've ever fucking played in my life, man. Hudson Hawk is fucking awful. You're throwing baseballs that go in weird, like patterns, and the
end. Also,
I think this is amusing, and it's not, it's, but like apparently the nuns of like 18th century canons or something, or
yes, 8th yes. century canons. You get to a point where you're battling nuns. It is insane. This game sucks. It's so bad. And it's just, it, I mean, the enemies don't make any sense. I mean, it's just, it's an incoherent mess. And I agree with you, Breakman. TNC fucking is probably in the top, my top 10 of worst games I've ever fucking played. I have to go Hudson Hawk. So again, Eric is going to be the tiebreaker.
Hudson Hawk.
Ooh, Hudson Hawk.
I don't think that's an upset, though. I think that one's, unlike the last one, I think this one's probably...
Yeah, I think.
universally, people.
Right.
Speaking of universal hate, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde versus the Quattro Sports in Action. As I said previously, this is kind of personal to me, as I own the Quattro Action. So I'll start with Quattro Action. Eric.
I'm going to go for Quattro.
Wow. I would have picked Dr. Jekyll. I mean, have you guys ever played Dr. Jekyll?
Wait, Dr. Jekyll? Okay, so I couldn't remember the other one, so I'm going to vote for Dr. Jekyll.
Wait a minute. This is the voter fraud.
Do you need a recount break?
I should have just asked.
Dr. Jekyll is... Oh, God, dude. I know you never had the displeasure of playing it, break, but play it on emulation sometime. Just play it, and then you'll know. You'll know why Dr. Jekyll is universally low.
I can't find Dr. Jekyll anywhere.
Dr. Jekyll. Okay.
I'm sure somebody will make a ROM hack of that now. Dr. Jekyll.
Dr. Jekyll.
Next up we have D&D versus Where's Waldo, Frank.
Okay, there's no question that Where's Waldo is the worst game, even though D&D is a broken game in parts. I am definitely picking Where's Waldo. As a matter of fact, I am probably picking Where's Waldo to go all the way to win this thing. It is barely a fucking game. Where's Waldo is a mess. It's a piece of shit. It's a color palette nightmare. Should never have been made, and the developers should be ashamed of themselves and lock themselves in a cell for about two years.
Bad idea. It should never.
I'm sure there's a way to get D&D to work. You just gotta understand its arcane coding.
Yes, yes.
but Where's Waldo is, yeah, it's everything that's wrong with it. Is right what Frank said.
Yeah, it's.
Gotta go find the designer of the game to show you how to play it.
Exactly.
So I'm voting for Where's Waldo.
I was actually going to go for D&D because I want to be contrarian. But Waldo was on.
All right.
Where's Waldo? That leaves us to the final four.
Yep, and I think it's a worthy final four break.
The Uncanny X-Men versus Hudson Hawk, Frank.
Okay, this is fairly easy for me, even though X-Men is a broken pile of fucking ass. Hudson Hawk, to me, is one of the most boring, fucking uninspired, piece of shit games I've ever fucking played. It's gotta be Hudson Hawk for me, personally.
I personally have gotta go with Uncanny X-Men just because I've never played Hudson Hawk, but I see why people hate it. Like I saw it back when it was out, and I'm like, I don't want to play this game.
Yeah.
I'll do this to myself. So I'm going to play this Uncanny X-Men and say, oh, what the fuck did I do to myself?
You bamboozled yourself, break.
So I am going to go with Uncanny X-Men. That leaves the Eric at the tiebreaker.
I wonder if there's like a video museum someone has erected of all the world's shittiest games.
If they haven't, they should.
But I'm gonna vote for X-Men just because. God,
holy fuck, man!
Characters are.
How did Hudson Hawk not beat out X-Men, man? Holy shit! Okay.
Tiny little characters. He's right.
Tiny little blobbies that like that tried to do the Golem thing and just absolutely fails.
Yeah.
Next, we have Dr. Jekyll. Versus Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde versus Where's Waldo. Eric, you can start this one out.
I'm probably gonna vote for Where's Waldo again.
I will go ahead and say I'm also going to agree on Where's Waldo. Frank, what about you? You're not breaking any ties, but what do you want?
If I had to pick between these two, it's going to be Where's Waldo, so it's a clean sweep, but in the pantheon of bad games, Dr. Jerkel would definitely be there, and Where's Waldo would be there along
That's
with...
That's the name of this episode, by the way, Dr. Jerkel.
Dr. Jerkel is definitely
going to be... Dr. Jerkel's big jerk-off.
I don't know if I can put that as a title, but anyways. But yeah, for me, it's Where's Waldo. I don't think there's any question.
Well, we've got our final two. We have the Uncanny X-Men versus Where's Waldo. Frank, go ahead and start.
I know X-Men is a piece of shit game, but it's at least it's a game. Whereas Where's Waldo isn't even a game, and it's ugly. It has basically like three colors, and it is a broken pile of fucking ass. And I think, all right, we should have another, once we get all the worst games out of the way, we should do a tournament of worst games, and Where's Waldo would be a strong contender for worst game ever created, period, regardless of platform. So, for me, it's Where's Waldo, no questions.
What about you, Eric?
Also, Where's Waldo.
Yeah. The biggest problem with Where's Waldo, Frank's mentioned several times, like the color palette. The Nintendo has, I just had to look it up, 56 colors.
Yeah, yeah.
You're trying to find a guy wearing red and white and mixed into the screen, and of the 56 colors, they could never utilize them all at the same time. One of the reasons Mega Man was blue is because they couldn't do the colors they actually wanted to do them in.
Freak 5 is exiled, by the way, you son of a bitch.
And because of that, the limited color palette of Where's Waldo, even though X-Men, I absolutely hate it, and I've never played Where's Waldo, I just watched it. Just watching it, trying to pick Waldo out of it, like, every fucking little pixel, they look and all the same.
It's really weird. When you look at that game, you're almost like, is this an Atari game? You know how Atari had, like, what, yeah, five colors or whatever? Like, yeah, it literally looks that bad. Like, literally. You know?
Yeah. There's no... Waldo doesn't stand out at all for the color because there's so many, like, red in there already. Like, everything else right. is red on top of, like, a green screen.
Oh, my God. It's so bad. It's so bad.
I wonder if someone in the homebrew scene, like, made a homebrew version of Where's Waldo, and they did it 100 times better because they actually knew what they were doing.
Well, Where's Waldo probably would have been a fun game if they did it on, like, a current system or something where there's a color palette.
The Commodore 64 would have been a better fucking... system to put that game on. Holy fuck, it looked
good. Yeah, just scale back the spec of the picture.
Holy shit, it was so bad. So bad. Where's Waldo's an all-time
game. I'm pretty sure Where's Waldo came out in a time that the Super Nintendo existed, so like, why didn't they launch it on that platform?
Yeah, yeah. Alright, well, I guess that's the tournament.
Was the worst Nintendo game ever made.
Yep, I think that was unanimous. I don't think anybody has any problems with that whatsoever. I mean, you know, we had bad ones like Quattro Sports and Dr. Jerkel, man. Dr. Jerkel should have been in the other bracket. It should have been Dr. Jerkel versus Where's Waldo for the title, but because those games are, man, I and Hudson Hawk, man, holy hell, that game is so bad. But Where's Waldo?
Here's the name of the episode: Dr. Jerkel takes Hudson Hawk's lunch.
But it's just really bad. Where's Waldo's the worst. But anyways, we should compile these bad games break. Like when we do like worst SNES game, maybe we should do SNES next. Or Atari. Atari would be another good one to do. But we should take, like, the top five of each of the systems that we go through of, like, the worst games and match those and see if we can come to a consensus on those, man. Holy shit.
Oh, that'd have to be top six. I mean.
Well, yeah, maybe top six.
Find out if Superman is the worst game of all time.
Yeah, maybe we could do that, man. Why don't we work through the Nintendo systems first? We'll go NES, SNES, and 64. And then we'll go with the other systems like Genesis and, you know, other systems. And then we'll come up with the worst games of all time and then do that whole thing. I think that'd be pretty cool, man. But All right, so that's about all of the time that we have for this week. There's not going to be a show next week. I will be in Vegas, and I do want to mention that Bernie B's birthday is today, so that's kind of another sweet-o.
Happy birthday, Bernie.
Yeah.
She's Price on her OnlyFans?
How dare you, man. Half Price on her OnlyFans. How dare you, man. But we're not really celebrating today. We're going to celebrate next week in Vegas.
I'm surprised you haven't exiled Freak yet.
I did. I exiled him earlier. He said something about Dragon Quest, and I exiled him.
Something about, like, Waldo or something.
How dare you? How dare you, Eric, bring up this nonsense? What is this nonsense that I'm hearing of? So, break, like, when we come back, I think it'll still be September, but in October, why don't we do... I don't think we've ever done what the scariest game of all time. So can you put that together for October break?
We've done scary games
before. No, I think we've done like scariest Nintendo games or something. Like we never did like the scariest.
We never game. Went to the SNES.
Yeah, well, we
not
never.
That there are many during our era, but
like. Can you put together like a list? Like it doesn't matter platform. Like scariest games of all time type deal. Okay. And we'll do that for October, but so no yeah, show.
I feel like there are more SNES and Genesis horror games in Japan than there were. In the
yeah,
West.
Well, there's no question, but you know we can find enough like through all the systems. And Break is doing a great job. You did a really good job with this one, Break. I must say, like I didn't have a problem with almost any of the games on this list. It was quick, and you had to put together a list like super fast. But I think
for a Western release I think you'd have to combine 16-bit consoles because there's so few.
Dungeons of Daggeroth? I don't think I've ever played that, Freak 5, but it might end up there. Yeah, it might end up there. I don't know. We'll see because. Break will put it together. You got plenty of time, Break. Like I said, we're not going to be doing a show next week. I thought about doing a show, like bringing my computer with me and doing it. The only problem is like the next Friday I'll be at Caesar's Palace right when the show goes on because I have reservations at Bacchanal. But we're going to skip next week. But when we come back, obviously, it'll be 2 weeks from today, and we'll have a ton of fun then. But for October, I think we're going to do the scariest game. And then we can get back to the worst games of all time, Break, and put together a list of, I guess SNES would be the next logical, you know, thing to do, and then work our way up and until we have a good pot of shit. Yeah. Of shit games that we can put together and determine if Where's Waldo is in fact the worst game of all time, like regardless of system. So it should be fun. So we'll have a ton of fun. But I think that's gonna pretty much wrap it up. Let's get to our plugs. Breakman, what do you got for plugs, man?
You can follow me at RP Grinders on Twitter, or you can ask your Breakman a question. And you don't because you're
all right. Make sure. Yeah, you kind of were a little low there, Break. But send Breakman. RP Grinders on Twitter. Send Breakman a question. He will be more than happy to answer it on air and give you a shout out for sure. Eric, what you got, man?
I don't want to make Harmy sad.
Yeah, Harmy is sad, man. He's been sad for a while.
Written reviews on BostonBestRate.com, and then there's the audio reviews. I got nothing this week, but. I should probably have something next week to kind of make up for the fact that we won't have a show next week.
Yeah, there you go. So keep checking the feed, Podbean, rpgrinders.podbean.com, and Eric might put some new reviews up there.
And if you like either of those things and you want to support me, there's a link to my Patreon and my Twitter profile, which is a link to my Patreon. And you can, my Twitter profile can be accessed via @EricRPG. And giving me as little as $1 per month or however much you can just for a one-time donation would help me out. And hopefully I can get enough. I mean, I can buy a few games here and there with what I get in right now, but I'd really like to get a new rig for PC gaming, like so I could do the newer releases, beefier stuff.
Yeah.
For that, plus being able to stream, maybe.
Yeah. So I'm guessing you're going to be a big fan of me winning money in Vegas, Eric. Freak 5 says the game has a torch.
$999 worth.
Right, exactly. The game has a torch that can go out, gets dim, no health bar. You tell how healthy you are by the speed of your heartbeat. Faster it is beating, the closer you are to dying. The monsters make different noises. The louder they are, closer they are to you. So you hear a monster you know you can't beat, and the lights are going dim. Your heart is beating fast, and then you turn a corner and bam, a monster. Yeah, the imagination is always great. You know, a game that should be on the list is Outlast, man. Outlast is fucking scary. Alien Isolation's another fucking...
Yeah, maybe I should do that for Halloween, play a spoopy game.
Resident Evil Village, the beginning at least, is fucking scary as fuck. And
I need to get the DLC when that comes out.
I just need to get past that first little fucking part in Resident Evil 8, man. It's fucking crazy. Village. Alright, you can follow me on Twitter at Frank Branches. You can follow me on any of the systems, RP Grinders or Frank Branches.
I don't know why you're having a hard time, because like, I'm pretty sure if you take a certain amount of damage, the game will just advance anyway.
No, I died, and I keep dying.
I think you need to wait for the wolf guy to show up before that happens.
Yeah, I think you need to run. I was talking to my son. My son says it's a timed event, and here I am battling all these fucking werewolves in a house and whatever. Nightmare on Dragon Street, Free 5 says, yeah. All right, that's going to be just about wrap it up.
All you have to do is keep running. Really?
Yeah, just keep running. Yeah. That's going to do it for this show. It's very special happy birthday to Bernie B, who's sleeping next to me. I love her a bunch, and I hope she has a great time next week. No show next week, just a reminder. So if you're listening to this on archives, thank you very much for listening. Just realize that there will be no show next week. We will resume in a couple weeks, and I'm sure Eric and Break are going to be rooting for me wildly to make more than $4,999 next week. I'm not going to do a ton of gambling, but if I hit it big, these guys are going to be happy.
Pachi slots are a Japanese thing, but are there any in Vegas?
No Pachi slots. No. It's all just fucking slot machines, man. A lot of Konami stuff. If I get a chance to play any licensed, like Konami stuff, like Castlevania or something, I'll make sure and do so and take a video.
You could find the Silent Hill Pachi slot and just so you can get us footage of hearing pull the lever.
I know. If I run into any of those games, Konami games that are game licensed, I'll take video of them and I'll put them up on RP Grinders this week on Bernie's OnlyFans. She plays with a dragon. How dare you, Freak 5? How dare you?
Like a dragon dildo.
It's happy. It's her birthday. Damn it! How do you do that? 12 inches around. How dare you, Break, man? All right, that's going to do it. That's going to wrap it up for us this week. See you guys in 2 weeks. Guys, you have anything else before we take off?
Stay safe.
Happy birthday to Bernie. All right. All right, guys, stay safe this weekend. We want to see you back here in a couple of weeks. Until then, we are out. Later, everybody.